Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
And they have time for themselves. They have time to reflect. They have time for meditation. They have time to look at their goals.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Heard of crowdfunding and still curious about how you can benefit from it? Well, we've got a step-by-step guide put together just for you by the best ever team and Patch of Land, the industry's leading crowdfunding experts. The best crowdfunding crash course ever, episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173 will provide you all you need to know to get started and begin benefiting immediately. Whether it's getting access to funds for your project or passively investing in other people's deals, the time is now to get started with Patch of Land. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today we're going to do Skillset Sunday. We're going to talk about how billionaires think and what billionaires do. And there are three things that, based on my conversations with billionaires and studying billionaires and learning from people who have studied billionaires, there are three things that, when we implement them, we can begin our road to becoming a billionaire. Even if your goal isn't becoming a billionaire, then what about having the freedom that a billionaire who sets up his or her business properly has with their time? Because I know ultimately money is just an object to get us to spend the time with how we want to spend it and lead a fulfilling and rewarding life. So I totally understand that if you're thinking, well, I don't want to be a billionaire. I don't even want to be a millionaire. I just want, you know, $10,000 a month or $5,000 a month or $50,000. Well, when we model after those who are achieving at a very, very high level, then we can take those learnings, then we can decide how we want to apply them in our own life. And that's what I want to talk to you about. And I'm joining you today from Fort Worth, Texas, specifically Coppell, Texas. I am in town for my niece's high school graduation. So congratulations to Alexis for her graduation. She's going to Texas Tech University this fall. And shout out to her. So I am on the road. I'm actually doing this from my mom's house. Next Sunday, I shall be back. Actually, next Sunday, I'll be in Flint, Michigan, hanging out with my 99-year-old grandma. But I'll try and do an episode a little bit before that, so that or maybe I'll do it at my grandma's house. Who knows? TBD. So let's get right into it with what would billionaires do and how do they approach things. So three things. There are three things I've learned about billionaires, and I try to apply them in my life. In fact, I do. I don't try. I do apply them in my life. And the number one thing is they minimize risk and maximize return. What do I mean by that? Think about the type of investments that your money is in right now. And think about the risks that are associated to those investments. You know, if it's real estate, then maybe there's a balloon payment coming due, or maybe the market is not as good as others could be. Maybe the management team isn't as good. Think about the risks that are involved. What billionaires do is for every dollar they invest, they expect to make $5 back. And I heard this from a Tony Robbins event. He's got a book that he just wrote. It's called Money Masters or Master Money, something like that. And he was talking about his interviews with billionaires and how they expect and to make $5 in every dollar that they invest. What they do, and if you ever watch Shark Tank, you'll hear Mr. Wonderful talk about this as well. Very first thing is, this is what they think. How do I neutralize the risk ASAP? First and foremost, neutralize the risk, whether that's the deal structure or whether that's the outside influence that you need to bring and neutralize. So, for example, deal structure in real estate could be if you are investing as a passive investor in a deal, you get a preferred return. So immediately you're getting the first percentage of whatever cash flow comes out of the deal. If you are investing personally, then it could be maybe not over leveraging with a loan. It could be making sure that you have the right financing in place, making sure that you obviously buy the right way. So neutralizing the risk as much as possible, being in a hot market for renters, and then maximizing the return. So now we're talking, how do we make the most out of our money now that we've neutralized the risk? And that could be putting in the right property management team in place, doing research on different value add features. A book that was mentioned on a previous interview is Dolph DeRue's. He wrote Commercial Real Estate Investing. I think that's the title. I read it a while ago. He talks about all the different ways you can maximize return on multifamily properties, like putting a helipad on your property, putting phone towers, cell towers on your property, doing a billboard, selling your air rights to a building if you're in a desirable area and other buildings don't want you to build higher, you can sell your air rights, just basically renting out the air above you. So finding different ways to maximize your return. And what I've looked at in my personal life and professional life as of this last week, and if you're on my email list and you've seen this firsthand, I decided to partner with one of my clients. You know, I consult I have a certain number of clients, a small group, intentionally small group of clients where I consult and help them learn how to raise money and evaluate and buy multifamily properties with investors. One of my clients has a deal. It's a 250 unit deal in Houston, and I am partnering with him and his team on it to raise $2 million in 2 weeks. And I am doing that because I'm looking at it from a what would a billionaire do standpoint. And I see that the team is A+, a local team in Houston, and the deal fundamentals make a whole lot of sense as well. And there's a chance for everybody to make a good amount of money on it. So I decided that would be a good approach, even if, you know, even with the crazy short timeline of 2 weeks to $2 million. I knew I needed to at least try that, even though in an ideal scenario, we'd have 60 days for $2 million, not 2 weeks. So that is something that, you know, I've looked back, I've kind of decided to pursue in place of prioritizing my development deal I've been working on for over a year, because this is such a short period of time for this deal. I decided to pursue this, thinking through the mentality of what would a billionaire do, because a billionaire certainly would dedicate 2 weeks toward this and then still keep the development deal as a long-term project. Second is build a business that can work without you. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Do you want to build monthly real estate cash flow without the typical headaches? Discover migraine-free real estate investing today at thelandgeek.com/best. No renters or tenants, no rodents or termites, no renovations or toilet repairs. Start learning at thelandgeek.com/best. And I know for some entrepreneurs that might be like, oh, what about me? I'm important. You are totally important, but it's important to also build a solid team around you that can support you and do the job that you're doing, so that you can eventually step away and become the CEO. You know, they always talk about work on your business, not in your business. And Barbara Corcoran, in the episode when I had a conversation with her on the show, she talked about how whenever she makes money from her business, the first question she asks is, how many people can this buy me on my team who are experts in a certain area that I need to fill? That's how you scale a business, when you place people in roles that they thrive in, because it's just natural for them to succeed because they love doing it. That's when you really, really start scaling and building a monster of an empire. So billionaires always think to how can I build a business that can work without me by creating and surrounding myself with teams of people who are doing what their talents that they were given are in the best position to succeed. So the third thing is wake up early. And I know if you're a loyal listener of the show, you've heard this time and time and time again from the best ever guests, where they take time in the morning. They get up before everybody else, except for fellow guests. And they wake up at 5 a.m. Some of them are crazy, 4:30, 6, really no later than 6. And they have time for themselves. They have time to reflect. They have time for meditation. They have time to look at their goals. They have time to, you know, drink a whole lot of water and just soak in the day, and pun intended, and really level set and take a deep breath and know what their day is going to, how they're going to approach your day. And it, I know firsthand, you know, people always say, I had four people the other day when I was in New York hanging out with my friends. They said, you don't have a gray hair. Four different people. And the only reason I mentioned it was like, yeah, I know I don't, because I take deep breaths anytime I feel like I'm getting stressed. I go four deep breaths in, four deep breaths out, and then I think about how damn grateful I am to be where I'm at. And you know, just go volunteer, go walk down the street, and you'll see how fortunate, how grateful we really are, or how fortunate and well off we really are. And that makes me grateful. That makes me feel really good and want to help others. And one thing I'll always remember, I heard that if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, the best thing to do is to go volunteer. The best thing to do is to go help someone else who is in more need than you are. And that will really put things in perspective. And I do that. I follow that advice. Anytime I'm feeling not the best, then I go and I go get perspective. Sometimes it's, you know, just doing small stuff. Other times it's doing large stuff. And sometimes it's just watching videos. Sometimes it's just going on YouTube and watching a motivational video. You know, it Eric Thomas is one guy I'm sure some of you best ever listeners are aware of, that I listen to. Tony Robbins obviously is another. Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, I think. And Who else? Les Brown is another guy I like to listen to. So getting that perspective is important. And, you know, having that billionaire mentality of 80% of it's psychology, 20% mechanics, like Tony Robbins would say. That's how we're successful. That's how we succeed. That's how we overcome anything. And that's how we become billionaires, if you choose to do so. So to summarize, three things. One, maximize the return, minimize the risk. So you want to neutralize the risk ASAP, then identify ways to maximize the value. Number two is build a business that can work without you. It can work without you. So you do that by putting team members who are loving what their role is, and you put them in place to be successful. And you might be thinking, well, I don't have any money to do that. Well, that's okay. What you can do is you can give them very small base pay and then incentivize them and help them, encourage them to be successful by paying them based on your success and their success by achieving things together. And then the third thing, and I mean profit sharing specifically, and the third thing is wake up early. Wake up early, rise and shine, have some time for yourself. You're worth it. You have to take care of yourself first and foremost. You have to take care of yourself. That's what Oprah says. Ask Oprah how to approach life. And she says, first and foremost, take care of yourself. Then you can take care of others. Think about the airplane. Whenever they talk about the oxygen mask, you take care of yourself first, then you take care of the little guys and little girls. Because if you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of them. And I think that applies towards life as well. Hope you're having a best ever day. I hope you have a best ever week. We've got some exciting interviews for you coming up this week. If you have not subscribed yet to my show, what are you waiting for? Subscribe now so you can continue to get these episodes on a daily basis. Just go into iTunes or go into your iTunes app or your podcast app on your phone and go to Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. Hit subscribe. That way you and I can have conversations on an ongoing basis. Tweet at me at Joe Fairless if you have any questions. I check that regularly and I'd be happy to help you out in whatever I can do. I'm here for you. I'm here to serve you. I'm so grateful to be your friend, and I hope we meet soon if we haven't met already. Until then, I'll talk to you later.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.